Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Up through August at the UMD Tweed Museum of Art is a ceramic exhibit called Resurfaced and Reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics, including ceramic works from Pablo Picasso to Peter Vokos, both from the Tweed Collection, as well as our very own UMD professors contributing to the show. We rejoin our conversation with two of the curators or jurors of the show, and they talk about their favorites and the work of their own they've contributed to the exhibit. UMD professors Jim Klug and Elizabeth James.
I'm Jim Klug. I'm the department head at Art and Design at UMD, and I'm a ceramist working with hand-built vessels.
I am Elizabeth James. I am a ceramic instructor at UMD, and I work with clay.
You're both part of this year-long expansive exhibit at the Tweed Museum. What's it about?
Well, it's called Resurfaced and Reformed, Evolution in Studio Ceramics, and it's an overview through the lens of both the Tweed Museum's collection of ceramics, which is pretty extensive, and augmented by the Harlow Collection from Bemidji State University, and a few works by area ceramists as well.
Tell us some more about the visiting works from the Bemidji Collection.
Basically, the show was a really interesting attempt to get not only the UMD faculty who get involved in curating shows sometimes, but also area potters and ceramists as well. So Bob Husby, Dorian Ballou, Richard Grushala, you know, all well-respected potters who happen to live in our region, met with Joan, Liz and I met as well, and basically sort of helped her. She would share what she was thinking about in terms of dividing the 20th and early 21st century up into themes, and the idea is we would each help select. We would go into the Tweed Collection and select works.
And you also were able to include some of your own work. How did you make that decision?
Well, originally I was submitting another piece, and then I decided to recreate a piece I did specifically for an exhibition I had at the Duluth Art Institute. And so I went on ahead and did another wall assemblage. Basically, it is a very pixelated panoramic view of Lake Superior. And I really, really wanted to give credit to our region and such, and I thought that would just be an absolute lovely venue to present this with. So,
when you say pixelated, I bet people don't know that means lots and lots of pots on the wall.
The security gentleman at the Tweed Museum came up to me the other day and said, 87.
And Jim, what's in the show from you?
It's a piece from a few years back called Specific Things. And we basically did sort of self-select for it. And I thought it would be good because one of the pieces I loaned to the exhibition is a small ceramic slab by the Chicago graphic designer, ceramist Scott Wrench. And it's got imagery back in the day from like the early Macintosh system, you know, and it's sort of this postmodern mashup of text and image. And so I picked something that, you know, I thought was sort of maybe one step more recent from that, you know, my own stuff.
All right, your pieces aside, do you have a favorite local or Minnesota artists that are in this show?
Well, you know, I picked one. It's a Marty Pearson pot. It's kind of an interesting form. You kind of imagine a molar, the shape of a molar tooth with a cylinder on top. It's really quirky, but it's absolutely beautiful and well-resolved. And it's one of the ones I chose to write about, you know, because I like it. I've got former students' work in there. There's a lot of regional people in among the big names that are really nice to see.
Anything that jumps out at you that you were thrilled to make the cut?
Oh, local and regional, probably Todd Schanefeld, because his piece has not been exhibited. It was purchased a few years ago, but it has not been brought out and exhibited to the general public. And he is an instructor at Minnesota State Mankato. It's abstracted, it's lush, it's organic, it introduces other components, so it's not just ceramics. It's an exciting piece.
Resurfaced and reformed Evolution in Studio Ceramics is at the Tweed Museum of Art through the summer. Find links at KUMD.org in programs under Radio Gallery. Radio